When it comes to Melech, Ezer, Mashiach, Magin. So the Kedushas Levi, the Kitzim puts it all together. And it says like this, you've got people that think they're going to do whatever they need to do and Hashem will help. And therefore, their efforts are the main thing and Hashem is Be'ezra, Hashem helps. And you've got people who have a higher level of bitachon and a higher level of reliance on Hashem. And everything they're doing is with full knowledge and awareness and consciousness of Hashem. Those are the kind of people whose malacha is arai and the Torah is keva, meaning they're not investing so much effort in the spirit, in the physicality, rather than in their ruchnius and their spirituality. And then you've got people who basically don't do anything and they just totally trust in Hashem. They totally rely on Hashem. An example of this would be like Chizkiyahu, Melech Yisrael, where some Cherev's armies are approaching and he realizes that there's nothing he can do. So he doesn't even bother trying. And Chizkiyahu goes to bed. And Hashem wipes out 185,000 of some Cherev's men overnight. And therefore, says the Kedushas Levi, what we're talking about is levels of bitachon. First, it's Melech Ezer. And then, that's the first group, where, I'm doing everything, and I'm just asking Hashem for a bit of help. Moshiach is where my efforts are secondary to Hashem's inputs. And Magin is where you realize your efforts are futile and you don't do anything because Hashem just takes care of everything. So Melech Ezer or Mashiach or Magin are three different levels of bitachon. And we also wonder, how does that work? How does that work with Hishtadlus? Because we know we have to do Hishtadlus. So the point is that on this higher level, on these higher levels, people are being Mishtadl, they're doing their Hishtadlus, they're putting in the effort, but they realize it's not the effort that causes the outcome. Rather, the effort is what allows the outcome to happen. And they're only investing their own effort because they're obligated to. But really they understand it's Hashem doing everything. The Melech Ezer Mashiach Magin is really growing in levels of awareness of Hashem, growing in God consciousness, being profoundly aware of His inputs and impact in our lives. Who's in the driving seat? Melech Ezer is where we feel we're in the driving seat and Hashem is helping. Moshiach, that's where we're both co-driving, co-piloting. The Magin is Hashem's in the driver's seat. Hashem's in control. Yes, there are things that I will need to do. Because we live in a world where we have to do Hishtadlus. Of course we have to put in effort. But if I realize and recognize that Hashem's in the driving seat, then I'm safe. And He'll take me wherever He wants me to be. Because I'm allowing Hashem to run the show. That's the highest level of bitachon. Chazanish says, bitachon can circumvent the need for any level of hishtadlus, but it has to be for real. Bitachon, by definition, is something that can't be faked. So we're literally, as we say these words, we're growing in our levels of bitachon, of realizing and recognizing who's in the driver's seat. But it has to be real, it has to be genuine as we reach the higher levels.